Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Well, the title is I Am No Longer Performing, and I must say this. I am going to perform on podcasts, and I am going to write and sing, maybe record, but not on stage anymore. I can't do that. No auditions, no stage, no concerts, and definitely no bands. I said that before. That's perhaps over permanently. I've done it too many decades, and I had too much struggle, and I released records, and I haven't had much to show for it. However, I may change my mind with the band situation if there's a professional band who wants to hire me, or I may change my mind on my own terms. I may just say, okay, I'm going to just go out and play again. But I don't have that desire right now. So this is indefinite, postponed. I'm just not happy. You know, I've done it so long. I did not come to L.A. to struggle. I came out here, I had that dream to be in Hollywood, and after so many decades and so much lack thereof, including despair, and actually been getting targeted by some really insane, crazy people over it. It's not worth it. It's not a happy life. I don't have no desire to be on stage anymore, but I love to sing, so I will continue to sing because my dream didn't happen. It only happened that I got released the records. What I mean by my dream is to make a living, to hit the charts, and it didn't happen. I'm just tired, you know. I want to be happy. I want to be healthy. I want to try something new. So it's time for me to step down from the stage, but not from the song. The songs are going to stay out, and I'm not performing online no more. No auditions, no stage. It's just too much, you know. It's time for me to step back. Now, creatively, no, I did not. I'm not quitting. I might write a song in my home or whatever. As far as release songs, yes, I might do that. That's definitely open. Release songs to the public. You may hear me hear a song, and I'm gonna do podcasts. I'm gonna write books, stuff like that. I'm just tired, you know. The rejections were, yeah. It took a toll on me at first when I came out here as a teenager and getting rejected for my songs. I did the best I could, and that's nothing I could do. Oh, I'm not going to try to be no actor or no singer unless, you know, I keep an open mind with that. That would be open mind with, you know, with that, but no, because it's part of the entertainment industry. But I release songs. I will write songs. I will sing in the studio, yes. I've done too much. I feel I paid my dues many lifetimes over. It's really sad for me to say that because I love to sing. But it has brought nothing but pain and hardship. And I feel like I'm drained. I've been drained for years. And I should be happy when I'm on stage and so on. And I didn't come out here to be an amateur or to struggle. I wanted to come out here to be signed to a major label and to take off and to hit the charts and go on tour and, you know, have that luck that carried me to where I want to be. I wanted to be the next Kurt Cobain or, you know, Lenny Kravitz or, you know, I want to be the next Justin Bieber. I did not want to be just an unknown singer or songwriter still struggling decades over, you know. It's painful. It's unfair. But I'm not giving up. I'm still in the industry of writing songs. My songs gonna stay out, so that in the sense of business, the songs I'm still gonna write, I'm still gonna play behind the scenes or something, but I'm not doing it up front. Unless I might change my mind, you never know. So that's a question mark. But right now, no. I think it's likely permanent. I done all I could. It's not a life to live. I think all those years, it just took a toll on me. And I want to tell people, just do the best you can for your dreams. Go for them. So, you know, it's very hard to go for dreams, but I feel I have to make a change. You know, I feel that my voice is good, even though somebody said it wasn't, you know, whatever, you know, continue to believe. But as far as songwriting or writing songs or singing or behind the scenes or that would be no performing. I don't have no interest in being a lead singer of a band. I don't have no interest in being an audition for singing. It's just too much. Yeah, I shouldn't be dealing with this at this stage. I should have already gotten that big hit, which never happened. The Hollywood Dream was elusive. One reason was because it was just bad luck. I had so much bad luck, wrong timing, and coming across very dangerous dream killers who wanted to take my dreams away, harass me for it. You know, it was really upsetting. You know, I was in a jam band, and those guys didn't want to make it in the industry a long time ago. Well, what was really upsetting is that one person said he wanted to switch the lead singers, and we weren't even a band to go famous. We were not even thinking about, the other guys weren't. So I thought that was very upsetting, and they even mention it. And I was like, that is an evil person. I said, don't let nobody take away your dreams. I'm not trying to take away my dreams. I'm still keeping my dreams open. I didn't make really much of anything to show for my actions. But, you know, so I'm still doing the music. I'm still singing. I love to sing. I always love to sing. You know, 3 or 4 years before I was in L.A., I love to sing. So I is professional, so we will see. I may come out and perform, but no. Not right now. I need a break. Let's just say I'm taking a break. It may be permanent or it may be just for a while. It needs to be a break. It's taking too much. I don't think I can go back to that life. But I need a life where I can be happy and I can expand. But as far as albums or singles, you will hear something. I don't know when, but as far as performing it, no, I can't do it. I've done too much already. As far as releasing songs or podcasts about my music or whatever else, because podcasts, I'm going to be doing other things, yes. As far as recording, that's a possibility. I don't know if I'm going to record anymore. I may record on my own. I don't know. Yes. But as far as I'm tired. I was broken and almost I was chewed up and spit out from trying to go for that dream. It practically almost killed me, emotionally and mentally, from not being recognized for my work. And acting and me, I done that. Yeah, I will say, only, you know, if I make a video, yes. For a new song that I release, I may act in it, okay? But other types of acting, perhaps, maybe not. I don't think so. It's just, I need a break. But I might act in my own videos, and I have. Like, if you saw my Tragedy's Not What I Am, that was acting. You know, the mean, dark person in the mirror, that was a portrayal of some homeless person that I saw. And being homeless on the street, which has happened to me, it was very painful and tragic. And you saw me in the video for I Really Want to Get to Know You. I didn't really, I just showed myself in the sunglasses, and I act. I talked in my videos, and so, you know, I really act in my videos. I have acted in the movies, but, you know, I might keep an open mind, so that's a question mark with acting. So, yes, it might be open, but not now. Acting is a possibility. If someone wants me to act or see me, go ahead, send me some acting offers. I'm willing to try something new. Acting offers, yes. Make sure it's the right Dove Knight. The Dove Knight struggled too much for that dream and haven't received much of anything to show for it. But I'm not performing, singing on stage for now. But I will be back on podcasts, recordings. If not, I will definitely be back on podcasts, and I will release probably another album or final album. I don't know. I think a final album will do, you know, because I've done it so much. I had 7 albums. See, one reason why is that I was just sick of, you know, the rejection by this major label, and this record company didn't really pay me really anything. I really made so little. And so lack of PR, I was just, and I had 7 albums and now it's reduced to 4 due to lack of payment. So if you see 3 or 4 albums, I'm sorry. So that, it was just too much at the stage. So I'm just tired. I'm really exhausted. I feel that I've been unfairly thwarted with my dreams. It's been a tragic life, but still I'm inspired to continue and stay strong. So I'm not giving up on my music. I'm just not going to be on stage, at least for a while or maybe permanently. So you can say, no, I'm not performing right now. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.